The woman behind some of the greatest musical performers of our time has died.
Classical violin teacher Dorothy DeLay was 84. For over half a century, she taught some of the best-known violinists in this country, including Itzhak Perlman and Midori. And through these geniuses, DeLay spread her influence to many others, both performers and teachers. But Dorothy DeLay refused to take the credit for the music masters she produced.
These young people did the work, and they deserve the credit for it. I mean, I can make suggestions, and I can say, you should do this, and you should do that. But it's very easy to tell somebody, you know, what to do. It's much more difficult to do it, and they did it.
Since 1948, Dorothy DeLay's professional home was the Juilliard School of Music in New York City. More than a dozen current members of the faculty were once her students. The concertmasters of the Berlin Philharmonic, Philadelphia Orchestra, and Chicago Symphonies had studied with her early in their careers. She was also associated with the Aspen Music School in Colorado. A biographer wrote that DeLay was basically in the business of teaching her pupils how to think. DeLay spoke often about how she taught new students to trust their own instincts.
I want them to know from the very beginning that they have choices. They have many choices. Even inside the guidelines of a style or a period or a certain technique, that inside these guidelines there's room for great number of choices and a great deal of imagination and love. These children love music. You know, they couldn't spend the time they spend with it if they didn't love music. That's kind of given. And you can see it in all of them.
One of the pupils who went on to world renown was a shy 13-year-old, freshly arrived from Israel when he came to her in 1958. Itzhak Perlman studied with her, as did dozens of students who waited for her to unlock their talent.
My feeling is that most people are very, very gifted, and that the people who don't show it are people who have blocked off certain abilities, and it's very, very interesting to try to find those blocks and to try to loosen them up. So I'm very interested in that kind of thinking. With extremely gifted and very quick, then the challenge is to stay ahead of them and try to guide their thinking in the best possible and the most productive direction.
One of Dorothy DeLay's skills as a teacher was to nurture the often uneven progress of young violinists.
As you listen, it's possible to evaluate a kind of development profile in which you can see that certain elements of the performance are beautifully developed and other elements may have come along more slowly. And those are very important because this profile tells a good teacher where has to start working.
But work left room for humor and playfulness. She often sweetened her lessons with affectionate phrases such as sugar plum. DeLay didn't subscribe to an older style of mentoring that could terrify a student. She found that method stupid and destructive.
Young people are the greatest resource we have. They're very precious. And they have to be treated with respect, and they have to be treated with care and with everything we can give them.
Dorothy DeLay, among her many awards, was the National Medal of Arts, presented to her by President Clinton in 1994. DeLay died on Sunday at the age of 84.
Here is her one-time student, Itzhak Perlman, performing the Gigue from Bach's Second Partita for solo violin. Thank you.
Our program is directed by Catherine Fox, edited by Jeff Rogers, and produced by Charlie Mayer. The technical director is Bill Deputy.
The production staff includes Sarah Saracen, Reka Murthy, Marisa Peñalosa, Lisa Harmon, Justine Kennan, and Matt Martinez.
Our executive producer is Jonathan Kern.
The managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Rehm. I'm Leanne Hansen.
And I'm John Idstey. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.